This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Kristal Manzon. From schools to prisons, American policy debates often hinge on one simple question: public or private? It's a question Monterey Peninsula voters are going to weigh as they vote on Measure O. If approved, it would start the process that could ultimately lead to the public takeover of the water system, now owned by California American Water. Nearly a decade ago, people in Felton voted to buy their local water system and make it public. KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports on what has happened since that vote.
You may have seen this ad about Felton Water on local TV.
In 2005, we voted for a public takeover of the water system. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have voted for it.
The ad was paid for by California American Water, which supports KAZU. The corporation once owned Felton's waterworks, and it could lose ownership of Monterey's system, too, if Measure O passes. In the ad, Felton teacher Beth Hollenbeck calls Measure O a risk we can't afford. Off camera, she says the jury's still out on Felton's newly public system.
Maybe I feel in the long run that CalAM might be a little more accountable to us. I don't know that we are worse off.
Still, Hollenbeck says activists in Felton overstated the cost savings that would come with joining the public San Lorenzo Valley Water District.
What I really wanted to say to people was, guess what? It costs money to run a water company, whether you're private or public.
Others say CalAM's message on Felton is misleading. Barbara Springer is a member of Felton Flow, the group that organized the local campaign for public water.
They have been saying that we're dealing with huge rate increases here, without mentioning that we were dealing with huge, much larger rate increases regularly from CalAM.
Springer says what motivated her at first was simply wanting more public input on water, and that much really has changed.
Everybody who governs it, we see them in the supermarket, we can call them up on the phone. It's just too important a thing to have so little control over.
Down here, this is the Fall Creek Fish Line.
One of those people is Rick Rogers, Director of Operations for the Water District. In the hills of Felton, Rogers shows me a small pool in Fall Creek where a series of concrete steps help migrating salmon swim upstream. This is the source of Felton's water.
But we took over, this fish ladder and intake was neglected. The maintenance was almost non-existent. It was just patched. Sandbags, go plug the hole. And we have $200,000 in it, just saving what was here.
Even after 6 years of steady repairs, Roger says much of Felton's system is no better. Leaky tanks, sheds full of exposed wiring. Though San Lorenzo Valley inherited these problems from CalAM, CalAM inherited many of them from the previous owner. Heather Cooley is a water researcher with the Pacific Institute. She says old water systems around the country have similar maintenance problems.
We have not been investing in these systems to repair them, to replace them.
But Roger says the water district had no opportunity to see what shape the system was in before they bought it. Their appraisal valued it at $7.6 million. At one point, CalAM said it was worth $46 million.
And we had a tour, one tour set up. It was given by attorneys and PR people. You couldn't tell from the tour what was working and what was not.
Here's attorney Joe Connor, who represented CalAM in negotiations with the water district.
It's not a willing buyer, willing seller situation where you open your doors and you allow someone to come in and let their due diligence team decide what to do.
CalAM's system was never for sale, so the only way for Felton to buy it was through eminent domain.
This is an adversarial proceeding. If they wanted a more detailed inspection, they could have hired another engineering firm, and they could have asked the court. It would have cost them more money to do that.
And Felton was already spending a lot of money. With both sides wary of the costs of a trial, they settled out of court. In the end, Felton spent $13.4 million, about 20% more than what residents had voted to spend by taking out a municipal bond. John Fasolas is another member of Felton Flow.
Personally, I think we paid too much for it. But they knew how much we had. And so they were able to work it out to take what we had.
So are ratepayers saving money in Felton? With bond payments, Fasolis's water bills come out to about $14 more each month than he paid before the takeover. But it's hard to say how much rates would have gone up if CalAm had stayed on.
For me, it's a really great feeling knowing that we're in control.
Fasolis calls that water independence. Rowan Moore Garrity, KZU News.